Deep in Washington, D.C. is an entity that has the amazing ability to cloud citizens' minds. What evil lurks in the heart of this shadow government? Only Mark Maron knows.
It was Thursday, and hotter than Fallujah during a napalm drop. I was working the special prosecutor beat out of D.C. when in walked a dame with a body that had so many curves it made me believe in the single bullet theory. Even the scales of justice statue peeped out from behind her blindfold.
Are you Mark Maron?
Whatever it says on the door, Toots.
It says janitor's closet.
Oh, right. I've been meaning to change that. So spit it, honey. What's the scoop? Give me the lowdown. What's a Jane like you need a gumshoe for? You looking for a Jasper? A Johnny? Somebody in Dutch? Somebody dust out on you?
Huh? I need you to find a missing person for me.
Right. Park it, dollface, and fill me in.
I don't know whether you've noticed, but people have been disappearing out of President Bush's cabinet. His Secretary of Agriculture, his Secretary of Homeland Security, his Attorney General. Something very strange and terrible is happening in Washington.
So what else is new?
One of the people who vanished used to be Secretary of State, but he's still my husband. I want you to find him.
Oh, you must be Mrs. Colin Powell.
They told me you were good. Will you help me?
Usually I don't get involved with married dames, but this one had something special. Enough money to pay me a salary for the first time in a while. So I headed out for a little nose-to-nose with the president's press secretary. He wasn't squealing.
I got nothing to say to you, Maron. Tougher guys than you have tried to get me to talk.
I'll bet you Helen Thomas never asked you this. Maybe that'll make you think twice about pulling a gat on me.
That doesn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah? Well, does this hurt?
I have no comment at this time.
That's when I felt someone sat me in the back of the noggin and I dove into a black inky pit. That last thing I heard was McClellan saying they were at the Manitoba site. When I came to, that's where I headed. I heard rumors for years about a secret government site in Manitoba for government bigwigs that had gone screwy. After a couple of hours of driving, I heard it. There was no mistaking it. It sounded like someone strangling a canary.
Like she's never soared before.
I headed toward that voice, which was one of the hardest things I've ever done. There they were, abandoned like Democratic voters at an Ohio polling place, living in some kind of hippie commune. Former Education Secretary Rod Page, former Agricultural Secretary Ann Veneman, former Commerce Secretary Don Evans, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, and the songbird himself, John Ashcroft. But no Colin Powell. They were suspicious and eyeing me like a hanging Chad, especially Ridge.
Who are you? What do you want? Would you please take off your shoes and empty your pockets of metal objects?
The name is Maron, and I'm looking for Colin Powell. Where is he? What happened in Washington? And is that a loom? How about you, Ashcroft? Spill it.
It wasn't supposed to turn out like this. Bush went crazy. Once we found out the truth, our lives weren't worth a dime. Washington was too hot for us.
Keep your mouth shut, Ashcroft. You're putting us all in danger.
The truth about what?
What else? Bush and Bin Laden.
Zip it, you crazy broad.
Where's Powell?
He went back in. He said he was going to bring in Bin Laden himself and blow this whole thing sky high, even if they take him out.
Who are they?
The shadow government. That's who.
That's when I heard the choppers. Black ops. They were circling the farm, getting ready to land. I'd been tailed. The cabinet members scrammed into the woods. I was right behind them when the choppers started squirting metal. My head was spinning like a Bush press release, but I wasn't going back empty-handed. Somewhere out there was a terrorist mastermind and a president who knew too much and wasn't talking. Or maybe he didn't know anything, and he still wasn't talking. Or maybe he did. Man, I'm tired. I think I got jet lag.
Can Mark find the missing four-star general? Can a four-star general find Bin Laden? Does Bush already know where both of them are? And how did Mark get jet lag when he drove? Find out next time on The Shadow Government.